Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave.
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
First and goal at the 4. Play fake. Boot to the right. Prescott looking. Throwing in the end zone. Spanford is open. Brevin Spanford with his first NFL touchdown. This game is back on.
So many unlikely heroes in this one. Brevin Spanford, in a play where he falls down, has to get back up. Mm. It looked like this was going to be a broken play. Dak keeps extending. He's running, then floats one back of the end zone. Here's Spanford. I'll go up and get it for you. Part of the largest comeback, tied for the largest comeback in Cowboys history. Eagles were up 21-0. Cowboys win it on the Brandon Aubrey walk-off, 24-21. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus as we're here in the Miller Lite Field Club. Jerry Jones has been talking. I know he says, hey, playoff hopes very much still alive right now. Our buddy John Machota put that out. And yeah, they are. That you lose, then they're not. You're done. You cannot really afford to lose any games right now.
No.
But they kept him alive. Elijah Clark, really good again when it came to special teams. He goes down there along with Marquise Bell. They forced the fumble on the punt return. Trent Sieg, the long snapper, falls on that. Sam Williams and Kenneth Murray, two players I know you and myself have been very critical of, come up with a huge fumble in this one. Javonte Williams just keeps churning, fighting, found a way to get it done. Malik Davis racks off a big run. I mean, this one, everybody finding a way to chip in. And I do like what one of the techs said, even though, hey, I don't think your coach and I don't think your play caller had a good day today. I think there was a lot to learn from. I don't think that he had the view of the Flannoy tipped punt. I think that was a Fox, from my understanding. Fox showed that late. I don't think the Cowboys were able to get that to be able to challenge the play in time. Hindsight, yes, you challenge that. Some of the aggressive fourth down calls, I'm kicking the field goal to go up after you've clawed your all the way back. I'm going up 24-21. Now, your defense
saves
you. Well,
especially with the way the defense has been playing.
Yes.
Go ahead and
game
go ahead,
flow.
Kick the field goal and then let Aubrey, kick the ball, make them have to maybe deal with a squib kick or something down there, where you go down there and tackle and then make Hurts have to drive the ball on their field goal kicker. The last kick he had, he missed. So, to me, I'm just totally – I was flabbergasted that he went for it there on fourth down. I was shocked. I could not believe it, especially as well as his defense was playing. I'm the guy that's always very critical, coaches don't know the condition of your team.
Right.
Coach, your defense was kicking their ass in the second half.
But the way this one was going, and you have Brandon Aubrey miss a field goal.
Yeah.
You're giving them extended drives by Clowney's lining up offsides. You're throwing interceptions in the red zone. Yeah. You're down 21-0. This was a game that I do think last year's team, or we'd seen several times under Mike McCarthy, they would fold. And the next thing you know, this is a blowout.
Right.
They kept fighting. They chipped away, and they eventually were rewarded. And that is a testament, I believe, to Brian Schottenheimer. I'll go ahead and criticize where it's deserved. But as a head coach, the team kept battling.
They did.
And that is a testament to his ability to kind of keep this thing going right now. Let's go back to the phones. Brought to you by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. What a crazy game. I mean, this is just one of the most bizarre. And it makes it 10 times better.
This Philadelphia.
It was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I'm turning around, and we're in the press box, and it is so hard for me. You know this.
Don't admit to you didn't cheer.
I didn't cheer.
I didn't hear you cheer.
I didn't cheer.
Yeah.
But they're smirking. They're smirking back there. It's 21-0, and they're just in their eagle.
Were they
gear,
like Green Bay
and
smirking?
They smirk. And my blood is boiling. And then touchdown, Dallas.
Yeah.
Touchdown. Oh, it's tied. And I wanted so badly to just go on a little victory lap around all of those Eagles media members. There is nothing sweeter than beating the bird turds. All right, let's head out to Philly. Our girl, Laura.
Laura!
Laura, how are you? What a victory.
Guys, I am doing fantastic. A win is a win, no matter how ugly or wild or crazy it was.
There you go, Laura.
Take it.
There you go.
Oh, man. So, listen, we got a short week coming up ahead, and I want to be negative, but are we thinking we're going to see some more Logan Wilson at Mike? Because it was looking a little spotty today.
I do, but in a short week, I don't know that they're going to be changing a ton. If they went rotation today, I think it'll be a similar deal on Thursday.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that they're definitely – I think you're going to see – you're into a little pattern now. We won on Monday night. You got this game. I think you're going to start to see the rotation stabilize. I still feel like that you're going to see Murray. They're going to use everybody that dresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And third down, it was overshown in Shamar James the majority of the time.
Right.
But first and second down, and kind of series by series, they're rotating Wilson and Murray. Did you not think that Wilson was playing well?
Brooks Running reminds us that we're all powered by something. Whether it's the me time energy of a run after a day at the office, the electrifying energy of your first marathon, or the infectious energy of a group run with your friends. No matter what energy powers you, Brooks has gear specifically designed to unleash it. So lace up and let it out. Let's run there. Visit brooksrunning.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. I thought I was kind of worried
like
about
Murray.
Murray.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like Murray. No, yeah.
We're on the same page. Yeah.
I mean, there's times that he just looks lost. And listen, guys, I don't watch film. Like, I'm not in the All-22 like y'all are, which is why I'm calling the experts. But there's some times that he looks like he's stuck in quicksand.
You're not wrong.
Like, he's not
You're
even
not
moving
wrong.
Around.
You're not wrong. Yeah, there's some angles and stuff that he takes where his feet just stop. And you're like going, gosh, he didn't see that. But, yeah, these coaches, they're gonna probably keep this rotation going because – you know, they have, a good Monday night game. Second half of this game kind of held a really good offense in check. So I could see them continue on with the Thursday with a short week.
And listen, I'm being negative. It was a great defensive performance. We'd love to see this carry forward to Thursday. So let's cross our fingers, hope to fix some things, and take the show on the road.
Hey, agreed. Thank you so much, Laura.
Have a great week,
and no question, like, it's a win, and it's a great win. But there certainly were a lot to look at. You're not being negative.
God.
I mean, I think
you've
got to point out that there were flaws in this one. But you had a lot of self-inflicted wounds in the first half that rewarded the Eagles. I mean, really, if we go back and kind of and rewatch this thing, you're probably going to look back at it and say, the Cowboys had an opportunity to really beat the Eagles pretty well, pretty handedly in this one.
Right.
But that's kind of the way the Eagles have also been playing. They find a way to win these games when they're not playing their best. You finally got one back on them. All right, let's go out to line three in California. We got Michael. Michael, what's up, man? All right, let's go to line four. We got Ruben in Dallas. Ruben.
I think he was doing the Stephen A. Smith laugh there.
You laughing, Ruben?
The Cowboys had an opportunity to really beat
I don't think Ruben knows he's on.
Ruben!
All right. Let's just go to line five.
What a shame.
We know this guy's online. It's Big Jim.
Big Jim!
What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? I was going to out myself here. Yeah, I know I'm not a spring chicken. But when my blood pressure got so high in the first half, I went and took a lisinopril, and it still wouldn't go down, so I went and grabbed a Cialis. And let me tell you, by the time the second half got here, fellas, I was as cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like our defense, I guess, in the first half. Listen, it's been a long time since I've seen one like that. And Walchuk, I think you said it, last year's team, or listen, just go back any, pick the decade since we were real good. We'd fold. We'd fold our tent and go home. And, you know, I got to say, I was so impressed by the resiliency of players that we just don't really talk a whole lot about getting out there and making plays. That Elijah Clark kid, man, they need to do something special for him. That boy was playing so hard. I'm so proud of him. Is a deep snapper even supposed to go down the field like that? I mean, that was something. I was just so happy. I hate it for Lamb because I think something's going on there. He just gets in his head. He's not he wants to be a type Triple-A personality, but it's just not, and I think he gets in his own head. But let me tell you something. Let's just say something right quick. Jerry, I know if you listen to this, your boys take this and play it for you. Jerry, I am so happy that you brought George Pickens to us.
Yeah.
I am so happy that you brought Quinnen Williams to us, and you take a lot of crap, my friend, and you wear it, but listen, we all owe you a debt of gratitude because you pulled your dice out and the old gambler is back. And Jerry, thank you for all that you've done for this franchise this year, because when a lot of other people gave up on them, you didn't. And you went and got us some players who could win. So Jerry, we appreciate you and thank you for all you do for the Cowboys. And gents, y'all know how I feel about you. I'm just going to go sit on the back porch with the coon dog and just relax because.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate
it.
We appreciate you, brother. You get that blood pressure figured out. I was about there with you. I had to take a moment, go to the bathroom, and just kind of get myself together for a second there in that second quarter once it was 21-0. But my gosh, absolutely. Hey, we'll kick Jerry in the junk plenty, but this team needed reinforcements. I said it, and a lot of people disagreed with me. I didn't think Matt Eberflus was a bad defensive coach all of a sudden, right? And, hey, time will tell the rest of this year, but he did not have good players to work with. They have upgraded their personnel now. When you add Quinnen Williams, when you add Logan Wilson, when you get Savone Rovell back on the field, DeMarvian Overshown back on the field, and the addition of Quinnen Williams then makes everybody else better. Kenny Clark, Osa Digizua, Jadeveon Clowney now is stepping up and playing well. Bland, yes. Yeah. Donovan Ezeraku, right? We want everybody to just be awesome. Week one, week two, week three. He's a rookie in the NFL. It's going to take a little bit of time. Give him some grace. Well, finally, all of a sudden, the talent's better on the field. The defense is playing better. And now you want to go ahead and praise Flus. So, it was a lot. It wasn't a defense of Flus. I thought it was just reality. This defense wasn't good. The players weren't good. They've improved to where now they've given themselves a shot.
They've given themselves a chance.
And today they were fantastic.
Yeah, sure were.
Absolutely fantastic. Cowboys' win probability was as low as 3.3% in their comeback win over the Eagles. They trailed 21-0 at the 5:07 mark of the first half. Then they go ahead and score the 24 unanswered points. A 3% chance to win. Absolutely unbelievable. As Dak Prescott about to take the podium here, we'll hear from him in just a moment. We'll also hear from Brian Schottenheimer. Jerry Jones has been talking. He was asked some questions about George Pickens. Of course he'd want George Pickens back. We had an Ian Rappaport report earlier before the game started that the franchise tag might be on the table for one George Pickens, which is something we've discussed. That would make a lot of sense, but they do definitely want to try and bring back George Pickens as well. And they've had early starts about a contract extension for Brandon Aubrey as well, as Butter Aubrey walks this one off. All right, back to your calls and texts. We'll hear from Shoddy. We'll hear from Dak. Brad Sham will join us. Dallas Cowboys football. We'll continue in a moment.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.